Welcome to the Friday edition of Passion, the first one of the new year. Yay, and happy new year to everybody. Tonight, we take a look at sex in the news, but we also will find out what's going on next week at the Salon de l'Amour et de la Séduction, or the Everything to Do with Sex Show. So joining me tonight is Frank of Mondozé Entertainment. Actually, he's just going to co-host with me. He's a lot of fun to hang out with. And he's the entertainment director of the Salon de l'Amour. So welcome.
Thank you very much, Laurie.
So I want to hear all about it because I know... Now, this is the Salon de l'Amour et de la Séduction. We've talked about it for years on the show because it's something that Montrealers have known about for years. I mean, how long has
it... How many years? This year, it's 18 years old.
18 years
Absolutely.
Old. Wow. But in those 18 years, a lot of changes have been made. And what I've noticed now is that it's gone national, it's gone beyond.
We're on an Eastern Canadian tour starting off in London, Ontario. Then we went to Hamilton, Toronto. We just came back from Quebec City doing Montreal and then Halifax. And if all goes well, it seems like we're going to be in LA in May.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So that in all of those places except for here, it's called the Everything to Do with Sex Show.
Absolutely. And the Quebec version is Le Salon de l'Amour.
Et de la séduction. They kept that whole thing. All right, it's taking place at Place Bonaventure, January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Passion is going to have a booth there as well, so you can come and say hello. I will be there for many hours, clearly, hanging out and, you know, visiting some of the booths too and seeing what's out there. And would love for you to come by, say hello, you know, come and hang out. So we'll find out what's going on. We've got some free tickets to give away. So I've got some pairs of tickets. If you are interested in going, then you have to give us a call tonight. You can either put in 2 cents. Whatever we're talking about, you want to give an opinion, you can. If you have a question about the show, Frank is here and he can answer pretty much any question about the Everything to Do with Sex Show taking place next week. And now we'll find out what's going on. So there's booths. There's workshops.
There's so much. I don't even know where to start. Basically,
it's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing. The goal of the Everything to Do with Sex Show, or Le Salon de l'Amour et de la Séduction, it's a couples. It's an event to bring couples to give women. It's couples entertainment. So it's an outing for couples as well as singles men and single women. There's over 100 booths. There's seminars, workshops. We have 3 stages. We have an entertainment stage, an amazing entertainment stage with tons of entertainment, which we'll get to in a bit. There's a dungeon stage, which shows you examples of, you know, bondage, wax play, all kinds of interesting
things that
stuff.
You might not normally get to see, but this is finding out what other people are doing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there's also a seminar stage with some very interesting workshops that you could learn and participate in.
Wow. Yeah. So that's a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
And what you were telling me before, too, is that there are booths. It's not just about sex, but about sexuality in general.
Sexuality and sensuality and anything that makes you look or feel good. So when you're going to come to the sex show, you're going to see booths that, you know, obviously sex toys, lingerie, everything. And there's also like teeth whitening booths, hair salons, makeup artists, boudoir photographers for the women that always are looking, what can I get my man on Valentine's Day? Maybe a nice hot photo shoot to spice it up a bit. Yeah, so there's everything under the world of feeling good, looking good, sensuality, love.
And actually, it's just a fun kind of activity
Absolutely.
To do for a couple. And I've been to the shows many years, and it's not threatening in any way.
No, it's actually for everybody. We do it in a fun, it's a safe environment.
It's
not sleazy
at all.
What we try to do is really make it an atmosphere of classy, elegant, feels good, you know, warm, cozy. And the more people get into it with their partner, the more they have fun, the more it brings them together, the more it raises questions, exploration.
And it gets people talking.
Exactly.
To me, the big thing is, let's get people talking about this. So I'll be there as well, as will I'll be sharing the booth, actually, with the organization that I preside over, which is the Sexual Health Network of Quebec, for people who want information about safe sex, about sex education, about stuff like that. So you can certainly find me there. So tell me a little bit about, Frank, about the entertainment, the kinds of entertainment that people will see on stage. Because it's all day and all night, the entertainment, right?
Absolutely.
Every hour.
Every hour on the hour, 3 days, constant entertainment. And I have to say that the owners of the show did not spare a dime on this show. They really have a nice production. We have a big stage. We have big screens so that you could see the entertainment from every angle. We basically have 4 tracks of entertainment. The whole schedule and description can be found on everythingtodowithsex.com or amoreseduction.com.
Okay.
Basically, our headliner of the Everything to Do with Sex show is the international queen of burlesque. Her name is Roxy Delight. What gives her this title is there's a competition pageant in Las Vegas every year, and it's called Miss Exotic World. And she is the first Canadian to ever win Miss Exotic World. So she is world-renowned. The whole burlesque world, as big as it is right now with the movies and everything, everybody's eyes are on this woman, Roxy Delight. She is spectacular. She's worth the price of admission all on her own. Opening up for her will be a extreme pole dancer.
Extreme? What do you mean extreme?
Extreme pole. Well, I mean, if you go to a strip club, you see girls work a pole very, they lack a bit of talent, I would say. But Michael Starr from Alternative Fitness is a sight for the eyes. Extreme is like what stuff you would see like at Cirque du Soleil.
Acrobatics you're talking about. Okay.
She competed nationally this year and finished in
the top 10.
What, in
pole dancing?
Yeah.
There's competitions?
Miss Pole Dance Canada.
No
whatever.
Way.
And Miss Pole Dance World,
next,
whatever.
It'll be an Olympic sport.
Well, you know what? After you watch Michael Starr perform, you let me know if you wouldn't put it as
seriously?
A Olympic
star.
Yeah, she is phenomenal. And she has a school in Montreal. It's called Alternative Fitness. And you could get some more information on her school at alternativefitness.ca.
Oh, it'll be fun to talk to her. Maybe we'll get her on the show at some point because that's something that people might be interested
in.
Yeah,
and it's a great way for women to learn how to get into their feminine sex appeal side, but at the same time work out, because I know women that have tried this out and by the end they're telling me, oh, my arms, my legs, I'm so sore.
You're lifting yourself up it is acrobatics. When you go watch these acrobats, you're wondering, how the heck do they do that?
Exactly.
How do they pull themselves up like that?
She'll show you how to do it in a safe and way that you
and
could
fun
use it.
Way,
exactly.
Yeah.
We also have Mr. Exotic World. This is
Mr.
So this is perfect for the ladies. Basically, we have some male strippers to turn on the women in the crowd and the men that swing that way as well.
That's right.
And we also have Jessie Gauthier. Jessie Gauthier is a new rising Quebec pop star sensation. He will be launching his first single entitled Sex, which is a song about
sex.
It's all right to have sex, but do it right.
And I like that.
Yeah,
that would be a good theme song. Yeah,
exactly. And he's right now, he's gaining a lot of popularity. He's actually on the cover of Samum Girl. So that's on the shelves right now. Go pick up a copy. He's a nice
so
little.
He's hot.
Yeah,
okay.
He's hot and sexy, and he's not scared to show it.
Mm.
Yeah. And then one of the other headline acts is the Mondose Cabaret. The Mondose Cabaret is something that I've produced myself.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the theme is the mob ball. So this is a bit of a nouveau burlesque, new burlesque. It's combining the world of vintage burlesque and striptease with new age sexy entertainment, which Mondose specializes in. Basically, the show is about an enterprising woman that wants to get at the top of the underworld and uses her harem of seductive ladies to seduce and conquer. That will feature the fetish pinup siren, Miss Mimi Cherry, as well as international latex and lingerie model, Miss Madria.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's on the other side of the window there.
Wow.
That's Madria.
She's cute.
Yeah. And then finally, we have an extremely hot lingerie fashion show styled by Pi Magazine. It is an affordable luxury magazine out of Toronto.
Okay.
And the girls of Mondose will be strutting their stuff.
So where does the lingerie come from? Is it just from all
lingerie
different
designers? Lingerie comes from Coquette. Coquette is the main sponsor of the lingerie, as well as Imago Collection, which comes from the Pie Magazine group.
Okay.
We'll also have the male models in pre-app. Mm-hmm. And both male and female models will be wearing some latex from Polymorph Latex, which, if you don't know what latex is, it's basically like a rubber, skin-tight, thin. Once you put it on, you lube it up with silicone-based lubricant, and it feels like just like a second skin. It feels great to touch.
Clearly,
it.
Clearly, Frank, you know your stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been there, done that, right?
If you could find a woman wearing a latex skirt, I'm telling you, lube up her butt and feel her butt. It's like nothing else you've ever experienced before.
Yeah,
in your life.
And that's Frank from Monde Ose Entertainment, the entertainment director of the Salon de l'Amour et de la Séduction. He's going to hang around and basically just hang around tonight while we do our stuff here. So if you have questions for Frank about the Everything to Do with Sex show, tonight's the night you should be calling in. It's taking place next weekend, so next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Passion will have a booth there as well, and you can go check it out at on everythingtodowithsex.com. And we have some tickets to give away, so call in and you may get a chance to get a ticket. More Passion right after this.